Welcome to Job Joy Storytime. I'm George Dutch, and this is a regular podcast that features the stories of real people dealing with issues related to career transition. Intimate and insightful, I hope these stories will move you and inspire you. There are a lot of sales jobs in our economy. The lifeblood of capitalism is consumerism, the buying and selling of goods. If somebody has a knack for selling, then they have little trouble finding a job. Most organizations establish systems for selling their products or services. The system is supposed to be superior to the individual salesperson who, ideally, from an employer's point of view, is disposable and interchangeable. The objective of the system is to create a system in which anybody can be trained to generate sales. This is due in part because few natural salespeople exist. Yes, individuals can be trained in the tools of selling, and there are companies that train sales staff to do the job competently. But occasionally, I come across a natural, someone who does it naturally and easily. Bob is one of those people. When I met him, he was selling an expensive product in homes from preset appointments. It is what he called a one-call close. The prospecting or the cold calling was done by somebody else, and once the appointment was made, Bob had one chance to close the sale. However, I met Bob during a low period when he felt that he was not appreciated, not respected by his employer. They told him, quote, "It's not you, Bob. Anybody can sell it. It's our program that does the work." Unquote. Is Bob in the right job fit? Should he transition to another career or another employer? Before we decide, I want to give you a picture of Bob's selling talent in action. Selling is a talent. It's a knack, a flair for closing a sale. It's not the same thing as the knack for establishing rapport quickly and easily with somebody you've never met before. That's a talent too, but not a selling talent. It's not about promoting the benefits and features of a new product or service. That's a talent too, but not a selling talent. It's not about psychologically manipulating somebody into signing on the dotted line. That might be a skill, but it's not a selling talent. Although all these elements might be at play in some sales situations. Nope. What selling is really about is the dynamics of a close. A natural salesperson comes alive in the close, or to put it more succinctly, it is when they feel most alive. Let me tell you Bob's story. He'd been a long-haired rebel in high school. His aspiration then was to enter politics. He was concerned about social issues. He enjoyed history classes. He was a good public speaker and got elected as student council president. He liked to stir the pot on education issues. For example, he often went to conferences involving Ministry of Education officials where he ranted and raved about the power of principals and the injustices they cultivated in the school system. He played lots of sports with friends at the Y and outside the school system on a recreational basis. He had what he called, quote, a tough time, unquote, at school, and he was glad to get out of it. He described himself as, quote, suicidal, unquote, at the time. He ended up reading The Primal Scream, a book by Arthur Yanov, as a young adult, and it resonated with him. So Bob took off for California and hooked up with a therapy group run by some Yanov disciples based at a local universities. He describes it as, quote, a cult, a lunatic asylum, unquote. But it saved him from suicide. In order to support himself, Bob started selling plants door-to-door, and he learned quickly he could never sell cold door-to-door like a Fuller Brush man. He hated the rejection. Then, in his early 20s, still in California, he discovered a product that changed his life. It was a terrarium product, you know, one of those glass containers for insects or plants. And he sold it for a short period before the therapy cult exploded when he returned to Canada and there found a manufacturer who made a terrarium, and then Bob started all over with the same product. He sold it door-to-door in offices for 5 years, and he did 5 times better than in California. What he liked about the terrarium was, quote, the camouflage, unquote. He would dress up like a delivery guy and walk into offices with a clipboard, pretend he was delivering the terrarium. People would ask him, what is it? And he'd show them. And that's how the sale got started. He describes the experience as, quote, exhilarating, unquote. That is, to walk into a place not knowing what will happen and then walking out with money. He loved the freedom of it, the flexibility of managing his own time, and the physical aspect of moving around from office to office. It was a great product to sell. No bullshit, in Bob's words. It was all about closing, the part he loves. Never a dull moment. Quote, nothing to do with the terrarium. Everything to do with the energy. Unquote. Bob liked the fact that it was a tangible product. A prospect could hold it. In Bob's own words, he said, it's all about feeling it. Get them involved in the product. In fact, he'd still be selling it if he could, but he saturated the market, selling it in so many cities. He then sold insurance for a short time, and he hated that. He described it as selling paper, an intangible. He then joined a national chain of indoor clean air services for homes, and he got good at that for 5 years. I like to sell, says Bob, even when it's a lousy product. For him, there's always an underlying ethical constraint. He doesn't enjoy the process if the product is not right for the customer. But when he's hired as a salesperson, he feels it's his job to sell it no matter what. But he doesn't like that internal conflict. What compensates him in such situations is the rush he gets closing the sale. What he liked about the cleaning service, instead, was the camaraderie of the sales and service team. The fact that he could walk in for 30 minutes in the morning, share a cup of coffee, talk to co-workers, go to a staff meeting every two weeks, that was enough for 5 years. But then he wanted to get back that rush he got from closing a sale. Now he walks into people's homes to sell them an expensive medical item for home care. People start off by saying they're not interested in the product, and he spends a few hours getting them to talk about themselves, listening for oral clues, drawing them out to gain their trust. Then he strips away their objections till he gets, quote, to the truth, unquote, or the major obstacle to the sale. He actually hates talking about the product. He's not a detail guy. He says it's a grind. The whole sales situation is a grind till the last half hour. And that's when he smells blood. That's when it's fun for him. He puts pressure on the customer, but manipulates the situation so that they feel they are putting the pressure on themselves. Then he swoops in as the hero and takes the pressure away. Bob says, what I like is to take the pressure away and make them think it's coming from them. I love that kind of statement. It strikes me as particularly authentic, the kind that only a person who is deeply engaged in their work would come up with. That's the kind of energy you can't bottle, you can't package it, you can't deliver it through a training session. Either you have that motivation, you have that talent, or you don't. It's not the program. It's not true anybody can sell it. Bob is a natural salesperson. For him, it's an art. He focuses on his strengths. Bob is always closing. Thank you. Join me next time for another podcast. Visit jobjoy.com for more info about services that can help you make a successful transition from career pain to job joy through an analysis of your personal life story.